Reflection by Father Luis Cezano. Luke 20:27-40. They are children of God. 1. Women. If there is one thing we have achieved as Christians, it is to give dignity to women. Jesus has given women a new dignity, a new place in society, a new importance. The dignity Jesus gives women is recognizing that they are not something, but rather someone. I remember that beautiful document written by Pope John Paul II, Mulieris Dignitarium. The dignity of women. Today, there are so many women who suffer and are taken as objects instead of people. They are considered useful solely on the purpose of work, washing, ironing, cooking, etc. In women, we see the marvelous work of God. I direct my words to you, women. Thank you for taking risks and defending the life you carry in your womb. Thank you for always taking care of every person you gave life to, no matter the age of your son or daughter. Thank you for taking care of so many people, even if you have not had children, physically speaking, I mean. Thank you for lifting up the person who walks next to you in life when he falls. Thank you for making a family. Thank you, dear sister, for consecrating your life to God and forming part of a community, for becoming a nun or consecrated laywoman, for showing that God is with us. Thank you for being a woman. You are appreciated. 2. Marriage. It is a sacrament of mission, a life of mission, whose aim is to sanctify others and the world around us, together with and through your spouse. Marriage is till death do us part, because in eternity there is no marriage. In eternal life, our baptism is ratified, shaped, reconfigured, since we are the children of God. In eternity, there is only the eternal love for God. That's why marriage is the pursuit of holiness, knowing that we are the children of God, looking forward to knowing that eternal love of God. 3. Eternal life. It is what guides our lives to seek heaven and to be heaven for others. You and I must accept that our life is transient here and that life implies a struggle towards the pursuit of sanctity. God calls us to be heaven for others. You are called to live like an angel because your purpose is to build heaven together with others. So work on building the road to heaven and don't turn your life into a hell. God bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.